Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a cloudy sky now and 25 degrees. A manhunt is underway for the suspect of a mass shooting in Stockton, California. Fox's Christina Coleman has the story.
Authorities are searching for whoever killed four people, including an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old during this mass shooting. It happened at a banquet hall that's about 50 miles south of Sacramento. A 14-year-old and a 21-year-old were also killed, and 11 others were injured. Investigators believe this was a targeted attack at a large birthday party for a young child. No arrests have been made, and investigators have not released any details on a potential shooter. They say there could be more than one involved. Governor Gavin Newsom was briefed on this incident. His office described the shooting as horrific.
A man is dead after a fire Saturday evening in South Wichita. Fire crews responded to a 2-alarm blaze in the 1400 block of South Mosley. A man was removed from the second floor of the commercial building. He later died from his injuries. The name of the 39-year-old victim has not been released. A Sedgwick County deputy and two others were injured Saturday morning in an Oaklawn neighborhood after being attacked by a pack of dogs.
Deputies responded just before 10 a.m. to the 4600 block of South Hemlock. They found 10 to 15 dogs, believed to be Boston Terriers, running at large. One deputy was attacked as he tried to help an injured 18-year-old man. Two deputies fired their guns to stop the attack, but no people, animals, or property were hit by gunfire. Deputies learned a 69-year-old woman had gone to her son's home on Hemlock, and the dogs bit her inside the house. She fled, but the dogs chased her and then attacked the 18-year-old man outside. EMS took the man to a Wichita hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The woman went for treatment in a private vehicle. The deputy reported only minor injuries. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A busy Wichita City Council meeting is scheduled tomorrow.
The first new item of business will be a proposed contract agreement with Dennis Marstall to become the new Wichita City Manager. The council will also discuss water and sewer rate adjustments for 2026, along with park improvements and golf course irrigation improvements. The council is also set to approve the proposed agreements with the city's firefighter, transit, and airport unions. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
More bodies are turning up as investigators look through buildings in an apartment complex where a massive fire broke out last month. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has the latest.
Officials in Hong Kong say the death toll from a massive fire could rise in the coming days. Police say 146 people died after flames ignited at a residential apartment complex. Rescue crews have been searching for survivors, but the entire process could take 3 to 4 weeks. Meantime, three men at a construction firm in charge of renovating the complex are facing charges of negligence. Hong Kong announcing a 3-day period of mourning for those victims.
A federal grand jury in Wichita indicted a Kansas farmer for filing a false insurance claim. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 54-year-old David Monju of Holcomb is accused of claiming a crop loss on his insurance and receiving payment, but failed to disclose that he sold thousands of bushels of wheat that had been reported as ruined. Monju is charged with 2 counts of making a false statement and 17 counts of bank fraud and attempted bank fraud. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is investigating. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Parts of Old Town in central Wichita lost power late Saturday night. The outage affected more than 600 customers initially on a cold night. The area affected extended to the northeast to 13th and Edgemore. There's no word from Evergy on what caused the outage. Power returned by Sunday morning. Dozens were taken into custody after an anti-ICE protest in New York's Chinatown. Fox's C.B. Cotton reports.
Video from Saturday's scene showed the protesters were trying to block federal immigration bans as they were leaving a parking garage. And that's when NYPD officers were called to help with crowd control. And by early afternoon, as federal agents started leaving from the garage in their vehicles, the angry crowd chased them down the street, hurling planters and garbage.
You guys proud of yourselves? This is pathetic. This is so pathetic that you guys are doing this, that you're protecting ICE agents.
ICE providing us a statement saying the protest was organized over social media and put agents' lives in danger.
DHS reports attacks on ICE agents are up over 1,000% since January. Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly and other congressional Democrats with military or intelligence backgrounds participated in a video urging military service members to refuse unlawful orders. The senator joined NBC Meet the Press, reacting to the Trump administration's response to the video.
I said something very simple and non-controversial, and Donald Trump said I should be hanged, executed, prosecuted. Pete Hegseth said I should be court-martialed. I mean, how ridiculous is this? We say follow the law, and this is their response?
The administration argues that President Trump has not issued any illegal orders. The president called Democratic participants in the video traitors who committed sedition at the highest level. Scientists are evaluating the discovery of bones in Scotland.
An unusual pile of bones was found near one of Scotland's most iconic landmarks. Those bones were found on Crow Hill near Arthur's Seat in Edinburgh. Park rangers found the bones during a routine patrol after a wildfire burned part of the park in August, but officials did not disclose the discovery until November. Archaeologists assessed and removed the bones thought to be from cattle, horse, sheep, a goat, and possibly a cat, with that mix potentially being significant. An official telling Fox News Digital the bones are likely post-medieval, but no age has been determined. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10. 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. Well, the traffic condition is it's cold out there. So, that does seem to be the biggest difference to the traffic conditions that we've been seeing so far. But as far as driving goes, it's pretty okay out there. Right now, we do have a potential slowdown. You'll want to watch out for a stalled-out vehicle. It's the end of the ramp from Kellogg to southbound I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
As long as you remain inside the vehicle and the heater is working.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Get ready for a wintry start to the work week. Light to moderate snow through early afternoon, then mostly cloudy and cold, high 29. Accumulation in the metro about an inch or so. Becoming clear, cold overnight. Low temperature 17, wind chills Tuesday morning between 5 and 10. Mostly sunny, milder tomorrow, high 45. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cooler Wednesday, high 40. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now we have a cloudy sky, east wind at 7 miles per hour, 24 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. That's right, 24 degrees, not pleasant. On the other hand, the wind is only 7 miles per hour. That helps a little bit. We had a mostly cloudy, cold day across south-central Kansas. Sunday, Wichita's high temperature was just 31 degrees, normal high 51. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
It is cold. On this date in 1983, the average temperature in Wichita, well, for the month of December in 83, the average was 16.4 degrees for the month. making this the coldest December on record for the air capital and the second coldest month ever. The coldest month on record is January 1940, with an average of 16.2 degrees, which meant there were some temperatures below that and some above that, too. But 16.2, we are not, as I said, we're at 24. Yesterday's high was 31.
Yeah, I remember December 83. It's my junior year in high school, and it was brutal.
Cold.
Every day.
Every day.
In December.
Yikes. Let's see here. Okay, today is December 1st, 2025, and it was on this date 70 years ago, 1955, Rosa Parks broke the law by refusing to give up her seat on a bus to a white man in Montgomery, Alabama. She was arrested, causing a year-long bus boycott by African Americans and setting off the civil rights movement. That was in 1955, 70 years ago. All right, let's see what else we got for you this morning. Okay. A Kentucky hunter passing the time in his deer stand by playing online lottery games said rejecting a call from his son led to his winning $1.1 million jackpot. The McCreary County man told Kentucky lottery officials he was waiting for some deer to show up when he decided to pass the time with the lottery's Wolf Ridge Jackpots online game. And said his game kept being interrupted by calls from family members. But he ended up winning $1.1 million on a $30 wager. Winner says his windfall will go toward buying a new home and sharing with his family. Out there in a deer stand, waiting for the deer to come around. 6:14, Steve and Ted. I'll tell you what, Ted. St. Chili whipped up some chili yesterday.
Hey, now.
Is that a good idea?
Oh, that's yeah. Top shelf, yeah. Right there.
It was tasty.
Mm.
It was tasty.
I'll bet it was.
There's still some left. I'm going to be hitting it today again.
Man, that sounds good.
Oh, wow. Yep, chili. This is that time of year, that time of, it, with those temperatures in the 20s.
Do you doctor up your chili?
I put Fritos in it.
Okay. Nice.
You know, if I had it, I'd put some vinegar in there. You ever tried
I'm
that?
I'm surprised you don't have it.
I don't, she's got some somewhere, but I don't know where it is. She hid it from me. No, but my late father-in-law introduced me to Dad at New Way one time. Said, you put this vinegar in there. It's different, but I like it. A lot of people do, I guess, but vinegar in your chili.
Yeah, New Way used to have that on the table.
Yeah, they
even.
Had it on a little
I'm not sure if they still do.
Yeah.
Did you get a haircut?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look good.
I left here, Wednesday, and I'm going home and I'm thinking, you know, if I don't drop in, maybe if I drop in right now, there won't be too many guys there. And so I did. I dropped in at Watson's Barbershop over there in Sweetbriar. There was only one guy ahead of me. There was about three or four people, and only one guy ahead of me to get into Mike's chair, Mike Watson. And I heard him selling somebody. They were saying, are you going to be open tomorrow? This was Wednesday. He says, no, we're not going to be open. We're going to be closed until Tuesday morning.
Ooh.
And I said, man, I really get this trimmed. Yeah. The timing was great.
You got it just got in the nick of time.
And got her trimmed. Feel good about
looking
that.
Looking good.
Yeah, starting to feel a little shaggy there. Holiday season is here. And Taco Bell celebrating with something special for you. Each Friday, we'll be at a Taco Bell to randomly select the winner of $98 cash. It could be you celebrating the holidays with $98 from Taco Bell and 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's Taco Bell's way of saying thank you and happy holidays. We've been doing this with them for about 10 years. And this Friday, I'm going to be at the Taco Bell in 2432 South Seneca over the noon hour with $98. We were out on Webb Road Friday, and Jerry stopped by, and Jerry got $98.
How about that?
It's always a pleasure to do it. A lot of fun. Taco Bell and Christmas cash. Steve and Ted now, 6:17 here on a Monday morning. Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, coming off the football weekend, we'll kind of assess where the Kansas City Chiefs are right now after losing on Thanksgiving Day to the Dallas Cowboys. The Chiefs are 6-6. They're in the number 10 spot in the conference. Only seven make the playoffs, so the Chiefs are behind. They're basically three games behind for a playoff spot with five games to go. The teams directly ahead of the Chiefs yesterday on the weekend, in that final playoff spot, the Buffalo Bills. They won. In the number eight spot, still on the outside looking in, the red-hot Houston Texans. They've won four in a row. Despite back-to-back losses, the Pittsburgh Steelers are still ahead of the Chiefs in the number nine spot on the outside looking in. So we kind of know the Chiefs are up against it here with five games to go. We have Monday Night Football tonight. It's the second-best team in the league, the New England Patriots, hosting the second-worst team in the league, the New York Giants. Patriots are favored by a touchdown. Live coverage of Monday Night Football at 6 o'clock tonight, and that game is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Yesterday, the New York Jets playing at home beat the Atlanta Falcons, of course, starting at running back for the Jets. Wichita's Breece Hall out of Northwest High School. Some of the action yesterday on Fox.
One running back, two tight ends. The handoff to Breece Hall, and he takes it in for a Jets touchdown.
Another touchdown for Breece Hall. The Wichitan, as the Jets won that game 27-24. The Jets, after that terrible start, have now won three of their last five. Breece Hall finding the end zone again. Let's go to basketball. We have men's basketball tonight in Manhattan. It's Kansas State hosting Bowling Green for the first time ever. These teams meet. Both are 5-2 on the season. K-State is 4-0 at home, and this begins a three-game homestand. Bowling Green has lost its only road game of the season. K-State is a 13.5-point favorite coming into this one tonight. K-State looking to get back into the win column after back-to-back losses. K-State has won six straight home non-conference games. Live coverage of K-State basketball at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock in Manhattan. Listen to the Wildcats live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Women's basketball yesterday. You know, Pittsburgh State women are ranked number 2 in the nation. And they beat Angelo State 66-46. The Lady Gorillas are off to a 4-1 start on the season. And we have a couple of our state teams involved in the NCAA soccer tournaments. Men's soccer, Sweet 16 game in the NCAA tournament in Hayes yesterday. Top 10 matchup, 4th-ranked Fort Hays State shutting out 10th-ranked Rockhurst 2-0 as Fort Hays State men advance into the national quarterfinals now in men's soccer. They haven't lost this season, a record of 19-0-3. So the Fort Hays men are into the Elite Eight. And in women's soccer, the NCAA tournament, a Sweet 16 game yesterday, Washburn goes up to Minnesota in the snow and shuts out St. Cloud State 1-0. The Washburn women got the only goal of the game was scored by senior Aubrey Tanksley. She went to Buehler High School. And so, hey, the Washburn ladies, the Ichabods, now 13-3-6, and the Washburn women advance into the national quarterfinals, into the Elite Eight with that win yesterday. So a couple of our soccer teams here in the state are getting far in the nationals. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a Christmas cocktail menu. Dazzle your date with a stockings and snowfall. Make merry with a mistletoe mint. Or gather the girls for a pumped espresso martini. The Christmas cocktail menu is now available at Wichita Brewing Company. That's where groups gather for the holiday season.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Dealing with money. Plus traffic and weather on the way. Stephen's Hit in the Morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Monday morning, and a chilly 24 degrees. A manhunt is underway after a shooting at a children's birthday party in Stockton, California. San Joaquin County Sheriff Patrick Withrow says more than a dozen people were shot.
Our units responded and found approximately 15 victims of gunshot wounds at this party, and unfortunately, 4 of those 15 are deceased now.
More than 100 people were at the banquet hall at the time of the shooting. Those who died were ages 8, 9, 14, and 21. At least one victim is listed in critical condition.
A crash early yesterday morning shut down a southwest Sedgwick County intersection for a time.
It was reported around 7 a.m. at 135th Street West and MacArthur Road. A pickup was traveling south on 135th and failed to stop at a stop sign. The truck hit a SUV traveling east on MacArthur. The truck then left the roadway, overturned and caught on fire after it struck a utility pole. Emergency crews pulled the pickup driver from the burning vehicle. Two people were inside the SUV. All three were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The intersection was closed for an extended period of time as crews replaced the broken utility pole resulting from the crash. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
In a recently released Zoom call, the director of student health services at Wichita State University admitted that the university is still administering transgender services, despite omitting it on their website. Brittany Jones from Kansas Family Voice says that by providing these services, the university is running afoul of both federal and state laws.
They clearly know that providing this to students is in violation of the state law. It is a misuse of taxpayer dollars. Like, that's what we're talking about here. Whether or not anyone listening agrees with what they're doing, the people of Kansas have spoken through their state legislators. They don't want their tax dollars going to pay for this stuff. And the Wichita State needs to comply.
Brittany Jones was a guest Sunday evening on the John Whitmer Show on KNSS.
United States and Ukrainian officials met in Florida yesterday during Russia-Ukraine peace negotiations. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has the latest.
U.S. and Ukrainian officials completed extensive talks as they try and find a way to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying the meeting was productive, but work still needs to be done as they try to reach a peace deal. A U.S. envoy is expected to head to Moscow and meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. One previous plan proposed by the U.S. during negotiations with Russia was criticized for favoring Russian demands.
And Russia conducted a drone attack on Ukraine Saturday, and Ukraine damaged part of a pipeline delivering oil to Kazakhstan.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is asking that the nation's president for a pardon as he faces corruption charges in a years-long trial. Fox's William Lachanus in Tel Aviv reports that Isaac Herzog has three choices.
He can give the Prime Minister, Netanyahu, a full pardon, which allows him to stay in office. He could also deny that pardon, which would basically require him to go to trial, potentially face embarrassing evidence, and also risk potentially going to jail and losing next year's election. Thirdly, he could grant the pardon, provided that Netanyahu leave office. Now, the country is already divided, and this petition is only going to make it worse. He's accused of fraud, of accepting $260,000 worth of luxury goods in exchange for political favors. Also, breach of trust by attempting to bribe media outlets for more favorable coverage.
Netanyahu denies the charges and calls the case a witch hunt. And now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Get ready for a wintry start to the work week. Light to moderate snow through early afternoon, then mostly cloudy and cold, high 29. Accumulation in the metro about an inch or so. Becoming clear, cold overnight. Low temperature 17, wind chills Tuesday morning between 5 and 10. Mostly sunny, milder tomorrow, high 45. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cooler Wednesday, high 40. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now cloudy and east wind at 7 miles per hour. 24 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 634 here on a Monday morning. And Jan, did you notice Douglas Street out in front of our campus here had some stripes going down it on both sides?
Oh, yeah. They had the anti-ice people out there. Yeah.
They've got some treatment down already.
Uh-huh. Treating the roads.
Anticipating there could be some slick weather this
morning. Central and Rock Road as well.
Yeah. This is the first day of December, 2025. On this date, 36 years ago, 1989, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was released. I still haven't seen it.
Funny movie.
I still haven't seen it.
It's everybody, a dang tells me, funny movie.
Go and see that movie. That's a, tune it up. You'll like it. I have never seen it.
I actually find it funnier than any of the other Vacation
without
movies.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I think it's the best one.
There you go. I better try it out here this Christmas season. You find yourself getting increasingly irate while scrolling through your social media feed? I don't, but if so, you may be falling victim to rage bait, which Oxford University Press has named its word or phrase of the year. Rage bait.
That's a pretty lame year if that's the winner.
It's a term that describes manipulative tactics used to drive engagement online.
It's interesting because I've heard this term before, unlike a lot of these, you know, oh, this was the word of the year. The thing is, I haven't heard it for about 3.5 years. This is kind of an old one.
So you can count on the Oxford people to be up to date.
They're on top of it.
Yeah,
they're on top
they're all over it.
They're saying here that usage of it has increased threefold in the past 12 months. Mm. That's according to the dictionary publisher.
Not in my house.
Rage bait beat two other shortlisted terms, aura farming and biohack, to win the title. So what is aura farming?
I have no idea.
A-U-R-A, farming.
Maybe Tom Leffler knows.
Oh, I don't. I wouldn't bet on it.
I wouldn't either.
Biohack. Somebody finds out your biological data?
Biohack. Maybe, or, or if like the biohazard facility gets hacked. I don't know if that's...
I just feel like I'm way behind all of this.
Well, maybe if you would go out and purchase the Oxford Dictionary next year, you'll find it.
I've got both here.
Ken's got them.
Yeah, aura farming is a slang term for, and I had no idea on this one, deliberately cultivating a charismatic image. You're trying to become cooler.
Aura farming.
Right.
Oh, I guess that kind of links up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Biohacking I had heard of, but I wanted to look it up just to be sure that I was right. Do it yourself, changes to your lifestyle or diet to optimize your physical or mental health.
Oh, really?
It's kind of the same as aura farming, sounds like.
A little bit, I suppose.
Well, I don't know about you, Ted, but I'm overly concerned about being cool and whether people think I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. If you've noticed that about me, kind of outgrew that when I was about 11. I don't know.
Yeah, most people kind of do.
Aura farming.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Are three phrases I will never use right now.
But I would use the word farming.
Well, that's different. Yeah.
That's only farming.
So would I. So would Tom Leffler.
Tom Leffler. It's 6:38, Stephen. Hey, coming up an hour from now, it's Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu will be with us about an hour from now, Steve at 10 in the morning. Right now it's 6:38, and it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Friday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle opened strong to the upside and closed with triple-digit gains for the third straight session. Now, most cattle contracts had six session highs back on Friday, and once again, cash cattle trade last week was at lower prices. Lean hogs shot to 11 session highs on Friday, but closed negative. On the close, Feb live cattle, $4.92 higher, $217.85. January feeders, $8.85 higher, $323.97. And Feb lean hogs down 37 cents at $81 even. There was a flash sale Friday of soybeans to China and corn to an unknown destination. Also, China reportedly has bought 10 to 12 cargoes of U.S. Milo. Trading Friday was mixed with the corn, soybeans, and cotton closing positive. Now, last week, the March KC wheat gained a penny, March corn gained 10 cents, and Jan soybeans gained 13 cents for the week. At the moment, we have downside in the grain complex. March KC wheat 2 3/4 lower at 5.24 3/4. March corn down 2 cents at 4.45 3/4. And January beans down 1 3/4 at 11.36. January crude oil is 64 cents higher, $59.18. February gold's up $35.50 at $4,290.30. December S&P 49 points lower at 6,811. December dollar index down 29 cents at 99.11. And December Dow Jones futures 225 points lower at 47,518. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
How's Patty doing with her new, is it hip or knee?
Knee.
New
knee. And getting better every day. Got another PT appointment today, and she's getting around better every day.
Yeah. Well, she's making a good strong comeback. That's good. That's good.
Yes.
Got out over the weekend. Shelly and I, this is highly unusual because my wife is a person who does not like to shop, if you can believe that.
She's perfect. I got a wife just like that, Steve.
Perfect wife for me. Doesn't like to shop. On the other hand, I do like to get out now and then. Well, yesterday we did go to we did some Christmas shopping. Actually, saw something in a big box store for somebody we love, and I said, let's get that. And we did. And she also, I think she ordered a couple things online. So our Christmas shopping has already started. How about you, Tom? You got your Christmas shopping going yet?
Well, I'm not a big shopper, neither is Patty, but I think she's got things under control. That's all I know. I don't get into the weeds about what goes on that there. But, you know, speaking of Christmas shopping, did you see where on Black Friday online buying was a record of $11.8 billion?
I did not. I hadn't heard that. That's a lot of money changing hands there, huh?
Or at least credit card action.
It seems like maybe people still have money, but you know, one comment they did make on that report was it's a lot of buy now, pay later going on.
What's that mean then? Does that mean
you're doing credit card? Credit.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the American way, isn't it?
It seems to be anymore.
Okay. Well.
Well, I drive by the Town East parking lot. It was about 95% full on Friday, and traffic on eastbound Kellogg was backed up all the way from Rock to Oliver.
Well, you know, we was going out to Webb on Friday afternoon to go to the Taco Bell, and I went by what you're talking about. Yeah, the traffic was backed up, clear back up onto Kellogg there at Rock Road.
And the northbound lanes of Rock at Douglas were backed up all the way to Central. There wasn't even a spot for people in the right lane. I was like, that's fun.
They're out there stimulating the economy.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Tom, take it easy. Try to stay warm today, okay?
Will do.
Yeah. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. On the way with Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 6:47 now on this Monday morning. Three big things. Sedgwick County deputy and two others injured, not seriously, when attacked by a pack of dogs.
Two.
A man is dead after a house fire on South Mosley in Wichita.
One.
Four people dead, three of them children, after a shooting at a birthday party in Stockton, California. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got a stalled out vehicle now, slowing things down as those traffic volumes start to pick up. This is southbound on I-135. It's between Lincoln and Harry. Again, that's southbound I-135. Between Lincoln and Harry, traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jed Chambers.
We have a winter weather advisory today. 70% chance for snow today with a high of 29 degrees. And accumulation, they're expecting probably an inch or less here in the Wichita area. Mostly clear and cold tonight, the overnight low 17. And then on Tuesday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 43 degrees. Now a cloudy sky. We've got an east wind at 7 miles per hour. 24 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A pension agent puts an end to a three-year con game.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man in Italy accused of dressing up as his mom to collect her pension. The man, whose name hasn't been released by authorities, is the son of Graziella Dall'Olio, who had died in 2022 at the age of 82. Police say the 57-year-old man, who's a former nurse and currently unemployed, did not report her death to authorities. When Dall'Olio's ID expired, the son allegedly put on makeup, a wig, and her clothes to pose as his mother and renew her ID. However, the agent that was processing the application noticed dark hair on the back of his neck and on his chin and tipped off authorities to the alleged crime. Officers then went to the elderly woman's home address and found her mummified body in the laundry closet room wrapped in sleeping bags. The man is accused of concealing a corpse, fraud against the state, impersonation, and forgery of a public document. He's accused of removing fluids from his mother's body with a syringe to prevent decomposition. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Well, stocks ended up to cap off a shortened trading day and a shortened trading week Friday. The Dow closed up 289 points. The NASDAQ up 151. The S&P closed up 36 points on Friday. How about that? All right, it's coming up on 6:50 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSN. It's time for Don Graff, CFP, the Money Tracker this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Chad. You know, right after Thanksgiving is when the holiday excitement really starts to kick in. Family gatherings, oh, the smell of pine from that tree, twinkle lights everywhere. With all that comes the urge to spend a lot. But a quick financial reset right now can save you from a painful credit card bill that will always show up in January, right when that cheer disappears. Well, here's a few easy and memorable tips to keep the holidays joyful and affordable. First of all, set a number and stick to it. Decide on your total holiday budget. Gifts, events, travel, meals, everything. Write it down and keep it in your phone. If it doesn't fit the number, it don't make the list. Make a nice list, not a naughty one. Focus on the people who truly matter. A thoughtful, meaningful gift almost always bears an expensive, beats an expensive one, of course. Use the 24-hour rule. Before you buy anything big or impulsive, wait a day. Most must-haves magically become never-minds when we sleep on it. Don't let sales boss you around. A deal is only good if you are already planning to buy that item. Otherwise, you're just buying something because it's advertised as 40% off after it was probably jacked up 60%. Keep an eye on January. Picture that first credit card statement of the new year. Will you pat yourself on the back or wish you'd shown a little restraint? A little perspective after Thanksgiving can help your holidays keep bright and help you step into the new year with more joy and a lot less debt. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Well, Saturday, Shelly and I were going to head out the door to go do some things, and right before that, I opened the mail. The mail came, and I got my bill for property tax coming due here.
I got that same one. Yeah,
I put a damper on you right there.
Yeah, I got an email for mine, and I'm sure I have the letter forthcoming.
Yeah.
So, oh man. Well, you know, as you guys were talking about traffic and stuff, I went to Tulsa with Vanessa's family for Thanksgiving, and I came back on Friday. Man, oh man. Coming up Rock Road, I made the mistake of wanting to get, you know, I had driven on some roads that had some stuff on my car, so I went to that car wash there right in front of Town East.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the car wash was fine.
Yeah.
You know, but that parking lot was I have never seen cars parked in that, like, extra lot back by on the corner of Rock and Douglas there. But anyway,
yeah, it usually feel like closer to Christmas it gets full. But man, I guess they were ready.
There
to
must
go.
Have been some sales going on in there. Yeah, you know, I didn't have the heart to go in, or nor the patience to go in.
Dad, you said you couldn't get it out of your apartment complex.
Oh, that's right. You're right across the street there.
Yeah, exactly. I live in right there, and yeah, it was. It was rough, and it was like that for a very long time. It's kind of a good thing I didn't really have anywhere to go on Friday because I wasn't getting there. I mean, I'm not sure I'd have gotten out of the driveway of the apartment complex.
I think you ought to stuck a little $5 sign up there that said parking, $5.
There's barely enough spaces for the residents. You know that overflow parking you mentioned?
Yeah.
We have residents that use that because our parking lot isn't big enough.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Okay. Well, today is
Commerce
Rosa Parks Day, honoring the civil rights activists. Her contributions have been most impactful to the movement, but her most famous incident is her refusal to give up her...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seat on a bus she was commuting on. I had understood that she wasn't really an activist. She just got into it. And
I thought it was planned.
Is it planned?
I don't know.
Ted, was it all planned?
I didn't think it was planned.
No, okay.
I think they were looking for trying to get something to go against.
She was
something
just coming home from work, and
yeah, that's what I understood. She had put her dogs up and said, "I'm tired here."
Yeah.
But anyway, she is honored as a activist and somebody who really got civil rights movement. That was in 1955 that happened.
Wow, that recent.
And we didn't have her sit-ins here in 1958, wasn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, those were planned, obviously.
Those were planned, but those. The ones here in, I think the ones in Wichita were the first.
At the soda fountain there?
Yeah, some of the people in North Carolina, but I think Wichita's may have been the first.
Yeah.
On the sit-ins. Anyway, they all behaved themselves. Everybody did. But okay. All right, guys. So how was Thanksgiving? You went to Tulsa?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, my daughters don't have kids yet, so we don't have like youngsters running around, but Vanessa's family, her cousins have some, you know, little nippers running around, you know, anywhere from like, gosh, there's one 9 months old all the way up to about 10 years old or something. And they were just running around and, you know, we were out there playing flag football, you know, that was fun with my knee.
Do you ever show them magic tricks or anything? Cause I got one I do with the youngsters when they're about 4 or 5.
What's that?
Pull
their thumb off
I'll
or something?
No, I don't do that one. I make the nickel disappear out of my hand and wind up in their ear.
Oh.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I didn't see it. Actually, there's a cousin, Phil, who was going to do some magic tricks, but he had some whiskey. Yeah.
So. Magic was. The liquor cabinet disappear.
Trick was that he stayed awake. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to see you're back here safe and sound.
Well, thank you.
Starting a new
good
month.
Good holiday.
Yeah. All right.
It's crazy.
Thank you, guys. Coming up here at 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. Big story. 4 people dead after a shooting at a California birthday party. That story and more news on the way with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.